Jane's got a band. Jane.
Turns out that old mate, what's his
name? Curtis Perkins.
Did his teaching rounds in Mildura, and he rang him up and said, hey, can you get her off my back?
Because she's essentially bullying him.
Yeah.
He's a new colleague. He has a disability. Mm. So there's a lot. He's adapting to Erinsborough High's protocols. And he's doing a great job bonding with some troubled teens. And she has completely berated him for having for doing too well in running her Year 13 program while she was away for 6 weeks.
It wasn't 6 weeks, though. Was it like
she went to Brisbane for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then stayed in Brisbane for a holiday with Clive, I think, because she was away for a while.
It does feel – it's pretty suspect to rewrite curriculum. Like, that's doesn't feel like something that should be done on the fly midterm.
Although there's two kids. I mean, you can sort of be a bit more malleable.
Look, why isn't Pierce paying for him to go to some sort of culinary school?
Well, Pierce is a shitbag. And he's probably still trapped in Mykonos.
He could be off at like William Anglis College, actually learning proper kitchen skills.
Instead of the vice principal telling you your dough needs more kneading.
And then also having an apprenticeship at an actual good quality restaurant as well.
Go on, MasterChef. MasterChef would have him in a heartbeat.
This is such a waste of his Year 13. Either, like, go back, do all the subjects you screwed up the first time or find ones which are better suited to you, and then also maybe explore this cooking thing after school.
Also, missed opportunity. Did you notice that Lacey got expelled, but wouldn't it be a great opportunity for Lacey to come back in as another Year 13 member?
Maybe they're laying the groundwork for that.
Because she's doing it online. So, also, a huge waste of resources at Erinsborough High. We've now got two teachers on one student.
Yeah.
Curtis and Jane.
And neither of them are teaching him.
Hovering over Hendrix while he's kneading pizza dough.
And reading, like, messages from his on and off girlfriend.
Yeah. And so he has a moment where he connects with Curtis man to man over his romance troubles, which we'll talk about on the main pod. But Jane's in the business, like, oh, come and talk to me. Come and talk into my office. Like, no, sometimes you bond better with other teachers, younger teachers.
Surely she teaches other students at the school as well.
I mean, you have loved Annie Jones from way back. Yeah. Like, you can't be okay with how they're making her this, like, grating nag.
But you know what they're doing? They're turning her into her grandma.
Right.
And which I feel is a character they, you know, it's a trope that they have every now and then. But she was – Nell Mangle was such a classic neighbours, villain, annoying character.
Was she already retired when we met her? Did she have, like, a day job at any point?
Yes. She worked at Lassiter's. I remember her in the Lassiter's uniform. I cannot remember.
Oh, she probably did lots of different things then.
Yeah, she was the head of housekeeping at Lassiter's.
Love that for her.
She would have got Hendrix bloody working like clockwork
there. Whipped him into shape, and she would have ripped through Harlow for skiving off all her shifts.
My God. Christ, is she, like, gunning to lose her job too?
Yes. Should we go back on the main pod and talk about Brent and Harlow? Yeah.